Well, Environment Minister Greg Hunt and Shadow Environment Minister Mark Butler are set to debate each other in the National Press Club tomorrow. But today, environment groups are banding together to put climate change front and centre of July's election. Kim Williams reports.
The latest poll by Reachtel showed nearly 85% of Australians think the next federal government must do more to address global warming.
The Australian government is ignoring climate change in this election campaign, and we're calling on all parties to set out their plans to get Australia off coal and onto renewable energy and to protect the reef.
Dr. Paul Sinclair, campaign director of the Australian Conservation Foundation, which is one of a group of environment agencies leading a coordinated campaign to make climate change one of the high-profile issues at the coming election.
I think it could potentially be a game changer. What this research shows that it's fundamental to people's concerns in this election campaign, and I think that parties will ignore this sort of research at their peril.
Along with the Australian Conservation Foundation, the coalition of environmental groups include the Australian Marine Conservation Society, the Wilderness Society, GetUp, Greenpeace, 350.org and the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. Dan Spencer is its national campaigner and says youth want much more action on climate change.
I think young people are really disappointed with how much lack of interest there seems to be from the government in taking serious action on this issue. We learn about it at school, we understand the problem, we understand the solutions, but we don't see our politicians taking action. And, you know, it feels like a bit of a slap in the face, to be honest. Like, you know, these guys are elected to represent us, but they're not taking our future seriously. And so one thing we're doing is making sure young people are enrolled to vote and are aware of where the parties stand on these issues, so that they can use their voice and make their voice heard so that politicians actually start listening to us.
The Turnbull government is running with former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's direct action policy and says it's investing $2.55 billion as an incentive for businesses to reduce their emissions. The government also claims it will meet its reduction emissions targets from last year's Paris Climate Summit, while Labor says an emissions trading scheme is the way to go. Shadow Environment Minister Mark Butler blamed the lag towards renewable energy on the current government.
Over the past several years, we've seen a real roller coaster in renewables. We were, by the time we left government in 2013, one of the four most attractive places in the world to invest in renewable energy.
Now, Greg Hunt and the government claim they can reach their emissions reductions targets, and they criticise your plan for an emissions trading scheme. What's your response to that? They say it will push up, you know, electricity prices.
Well, the electricity industry's own projections show that over the period to 2020, which is the period that the industry has modelled, average household bills are expected to decline in real terms, even with Labor's policy to transition the energy system. Now, the government, on the other hand, their own data that was released just before Christmas, so their official data, shows that pollution for the first time in a decade has started to rise again.
But Australian Conservation Foundation's Paul Sinclair says an urgent transition plan is required.
Around 75% of the emissions in Australia are caused from our energy sector, and reforming that energy sector, supporting workers with just transition from coal to clean energy is fundamental. And what we need to see is a national plan to help our economy transition from dirty coal to clean renewable energy. That is the way of the world. That's happening right around the world as we speak. And unless we have a national plan, we will be left behind.
Mark Butler claims Labor is already on the case of transitioning workers between industries.
We've gone into quite a significant amount of detail to ensure that workers and communities that are affected by those transitions are supported by policies of what's called just transition. So a transition that supports a diversification of local economies and also supports the workers that might see their jobs in old coal-fired power, for example, go to be able to retrain and potentially relocate into clean renewable energy jobs.
The Environment Coalition aims to door knock 30,000 doors, make over 100,000 phone calls and hold more than 100 election-focused community events across the country. Australian Youth Climate Coalition's Dan Spencer says young people will be behind it in force.
We've got volunteers out at campuses and TAFEs and high schools all across the country, as well as all across our social media, encouraging young people to enrol to vote. Last year, our last election, there were 400,000 young people between 18 and 24 who weren't enrolled to vote and missed out on having their say. So our message is to young people, you've got 7 days from today. Get on the roll now and don't wake up with a regret on the night after the election because you couldn't vote.
And they'll be targeting some of the major electorates where environmental issues are key.
The electorate of Dawson is one area that a lot of groups are working, which is up on the Reef Coast, where tourism operators and divers are already seeing the impacts of climate change on the reef, and that's where the Adani coal mine is going to be exported from. So a lot of groups have been really active campaigning there. We're in seats like New England and also in seats in the city.
With the Adani coal project being one of the most controversial environment issues, I asked Mark Butler how far Labor would go if polling suggested voters wanted it off the national agenda. Would Labor actually be willing to step in to stop the Adani Carmichael coal mine?
Well, we've said that that Labor and government would implement an emissions reduction target of 45% by 2030 based on the 2005 levels. And that was the minimum position that the Climate Change Authority advised was consistent with keeping global warming below 2 degrees.
And are you going to be putting climate change at the forefront in this election?
Well, Bill Shorten has said that of the four or five issues that he wants to prosecute most forcefully in this election campaign, this long election campaign, climate change and renewable energy are right up there.
Shadow Environment Minister Mark Butler. Ending that report by Kim Williams. And The Wire contacted Environment Minister Greg Hunt's office for comment, but he wasn't available.